Harper Audio presents Stick Cat, Cats in the City, by Tom Watson. Performed by Andrew Iden. Chapter 1 A. What? It's possible. I think she might like me. She liked my first stick cat story, she told me. You know who I'm talking about, right? Mary, the one I wrote Stick Cat for. She likes cats. She carries all her books in this big denim shoulder bag that has a cat face sewn onto it. She's got lots of stuff in that bag with her books. I've seen her pull out a hairbrush, a plastic container with a sandwich in it, a little packet of tissues, a long string of ponytail rubber band things, and a soft, flimsy frisbee which she throws at recess. There are probably another dozen things in there, too. Why do girls carry so much stuff anyway? I don't understand them. Maybe there's a journal in there, too. And maybe Mary wrote all about reading the first Stick Cat story. And maybe she wrote about how she liked it. And maybe she wrote about how she likes me. What? It's possible. So the thing is, I lied, but I didn't do it on purpose. I really did intend to write just one Stick Cat story, but it turns out that Mary liked it. And since she liked it, and now says hi to me, I thought it might be in my best interest to write another one, if you know what I mean. What choice do I have? She might like me. What? It's possible. Note to self, tear out these first couple of pages before letting Mary read the new Stick Cat story. Chapter 1. Mesmerized. It was Stick Cat's favorite time of day, early morning in the big city. Goose, his human, had risen early and put some food in his bowl. The sound of his breakfast being poured woke Stick Cat up. But he didn't mind. He liked early mornings. Stick Cat jumped out of his box, exited the bedroom after a healthy stretch, and crossed the living room. He hopped up to his favorite perch, the big windowsill, to enjoy the start of the day. He loved to watch the city wake up. As Goose showered and dressed, Stick Cat rested on the windowsill and watched as daylight began to illuminate the city. As the sun rose, he watched thousands of windows throughout the city begin to glow orange, yellow, and gold with that early morning light. Goose approached him as Stick Cat stared out the window.
"It's pretty, isn't it?"
he said, and scratched Stick Cat behind the left ear. It was one of his favorite places, and Goose knew it. Stick Cat turned his head and allowed Goose to scratch behind his right ear, too.
"See you tonight,"
Goose said. He patted his pockets to ensure that he had his cell phone, wallet, and keys. He did, and he left. Stick Cat turned back to the window. On these summer mornings, Stick Cat loved to watch the building across the alley the most. It's where Mr. Music tuned the pianos in the old factory and played short concerts for Stick Cat. In the summer, that building would catch the very first daylight. But it was what happened next that always caught and kept Stick Cat's attention. As the morning minutes passed, the sun rose slowly higher, and buildings off to Stick Cat's left began to cast shadows on Mr. Music's building. For several minutes, he watched as the shadow from one skyscraper's pole slid along the building. There was a flag atop that pole, and since it was a breezy morning, it flapped in the wind. Stick Cat had seen it before on many other summer mornings, but it remained fascinating to him. Everything else moved so slowly, methodically, and deliberately, but the shadow from that flag flapped and shimmied. It made Stick Cat think that the morning was waving at him, welcoming him to the new day. He watched it, and watched it, and watched it, mesmerized. Until something startled him out of his trance.
Stick Cat!
It was...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?